Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
to your imagination. Traveling in the world of my creation, what must be will find explanation. If you wanna feel paradise, then to look around and you. Life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be.
all the time you waste.
Giving back to you. Dynamic magic carpet ride experience for you, where nothing, no team matters more than you make the time in every moment to purposely love and appreciate yourself, and that you commit to continually exploring and inventing new ways to success and complete. Live your life with grace and ease. Thanks again for joining me on this playground of life where the decision to have fun is indeed mandatory. At the top of the show, we heard Joy Thrillist, Pure Imagination. You can find Joy on EVZoneMusic.com, that's EVZoneMusic.com. If you'd like to share your music with your musical gifts, just drop me an email, ombasa@ombasa.com. Google me. So, are you ready? Are you ready to ignite the true desires of your heart, of your soul? Are you prepared to think new thoughts, ask new questions? Are you open to being transformed by deciding to indeed renew your mind? You can all start right now by changing thoughts that we don't want to feel, the ones that we do. So, you know, I always have a bunch of questions. Are you willing to completely engage on this stage of life and become the ultimate life artist, the master architect, laying a foundation for what you do want? From this moment on, are you willing to be fully awake to all the existing possibilities for your life, handing the world your creative expression, your attack on a silver platter? How does that sound? We know that the peace that comes from sharing is totally unmatched. It's an incredible, inconceivable, in some cases, idea. As life artists, we can consistently speak out and say, this is something that we can do easily. It is our choice. It's our decision to see if we can continue to bring this peace, this multiple streams of well-being on a constant basis. And all it requires is your decision, your intention, your juju, your desire. You know, I'm just saying, yo, I am on vibes of Sophia, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. Last year was so awesome for the play experience. We started in July, and we had so many fabulous guests who were willing to come and share right here on the playground of life. Many life partners. And we had you. We thank you for being with us. All of you gifted us with your wonderful presence. So if you missed any of the previous shows, do take some time to go to the show page, download, embed the shows, and just enjoy them. Now today I have a I can go on forever. Special guest who has been sharing her blessings for over 25 years around the world to be prepared to be informed like never before. This woman who walks with wisdom of ancestors, she's a teacher and author of many books. I'm going to let her tell you how many. She's a life and spiritual coach, and most of all, she is the sister of my heart and my soul, Shola Arewa. And if you have any questions, now you get on there and you dial the number 347-426-3346, and I'm sure she'll be happy to answer anything that you might need to get the answer to right now. So I'm going to welcome her. I'm going to embrace her. Oh, my arms are open, Shola.
Hey, Ombasa.
Hey, King Pasa, baby.
Hey.
I am so happy to have you on the show, and I want you to share with our listeners how you perceive Shola. Who is Shola?
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show. I'm really, really happy to be here. I know it's taken some time for us to get together in this way. So I'm really, really excited. You want me to tell your listeners a little bit about myself?
Yes, indeed. Would you?
Wow. Oh, what can I say?
So much.
it does feel a little bit like so much, but I'm gonna give you all the short version. I'm gonna take you back a little bit to when I was a fashion designer and decided that there really must be a little more to life than the way that I was living it at that time in the kind of fast lane. And, you know, I was living hard, partying hard, it was all good, but I knew there must be more. So I decided to let all of that go and take some time to travel. So I had the good fortune to travel in Asia and parts of Africa. And during that time, I had a complete transformation in my own life. Kind of everything that I knew about myself changed. It shifted. And when I came back to the UK, I wanted to really understand what happened. Kind of what happened to me. And that whole journey of transformation for myself really laid the foundation for what I do now and for the work that I do with others to support people to really make change and to completely transform their lives. So my work is all about living on purpose, with passion, in peace. It's about elevating energy, elevating consciousness, and really helping people to create greater health, happiness, and success, and ultimately to transform, to really transform lives.
That's awesome. And so I have another question is, how do you purposely love and appreciate yourself, Shola?
How do I love and appreciate myself? Is that your question?
Yes.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to give you a day in the life of. I'm going to take you like 2 days. 2 days ago, I had to journey a couple of hundred miles from where I live. And I had some meetings scheduled, so I had quite a long train journey, and then I had some meetings scheduled. And then I made sure that I also booked in to a really beautiful hotel where I could go in and use their spa so that I could take some time to have a massage. And actually, I had a really excellent massage. I could use the sauna. I could use the steam. And just really relax. So a day that I could have just filled with appointments and work and moving around and being busy, I made sure that I took really half of that day to relax, half of that day to refuel. And it felt fantastic. It was so good.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you sound very relaxed. I tell you, you've always been a perfect example of that to me. And that's why I really, 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 really appreciate you coming on this first show of 2013 where we are igniting the purpose, passion, and peace. It is very important for people right now. Everything that I'm feeling now is just about that liquid fire, that liquid love, that liquid, that of the Creator that is within each of us when we decide to get in there and just kind of love it up, and it grows, you know. And so I really appreciate the work that you're doing around both Energy for Life, which we'll talk about, but also particularly Purpose, Passion, and Peace. I remember when I heard you talking about the book at that time, and it was purple, right?
That's right.
It's a purple book, and it stands out, and you all need to get that book. It's www.shola, S-H-O-L-A, .co.uk. You need to get to that book because, well, all of her books. But this is really, I feel like it's really important right now what we're talking about. Can you break it down individually in terms of the book Purpose? Let's go with Purpose right now.
Yeah, I don't want to say something else. I'm going to break that down. I'm going to look at purpose and passion and peace. But I'm just wanting to really pick up on what you're saying about how important this time is. It's as we enter 2013 and we're coming into this whole new era, a time of, we've had a real time of quickening, a time of acceleration and awakening. And right now, to kind of rise that energy, we need to get really clear about what our purpose and what our passion really is. Because this is a time when our thoughts and the energy that we put out can be magnified and amplified in a way that it's never been able to be before. And it's the pace, it's the speed that this manifestation of our thoughts and our energy and our purpose can come into being in a way that we haven't known before. So now, more than ever, to have clarity around what your divine purpose is, why you have been born, why you take breath, why you are walking on the planet at this time. And when we think about divine purpose, it's really about that something. It's about that something that you are here to do. And if you are not about that business, then it is that something that will not get done. So if you're not on purpose in your life, then there is something that will not happen. There's something that just will not take place if you're not conscious and responsible for bringing that energy into a place of manifestation where we can all benefit from that, from you being on purpose in your life.
That's right. And
it's really important.
Yes, indeed. And when you talk about that, when you said when you take breath, okay, I mean that, when you came in and you took breath, it was to say yes. able to say, yes, I'm here, I'm landing on my feet right here where everything exists. And I'm saying yes to the purpose that I come in for. And I don't, you know, and a lot of times, of course, we come in forgetting. We come in forgetting because, now there are some people who come in and they know that from children they talk about it, their parents talk about how they talk about it, and, you know, but the whole experience of life is to help you to remember. And so when you're coming in and you're tapping in and you're deciding that this is what I'm going to do, no matter what age you are, there's not a time that's too early or too late. There's only now. There's only what you have before you. And being that ripple, just being the ripple in the ocean makes the difference. Like you said, it's just the breath you breathe. It goes in and it goes out. And that's what we're doing here with this purpose. Oh, thank you for that. That was yummy. Okay, let's go to passion. I'm ready.
And I can really hear and really feel your passion, Ambassador. That's one of the things that I really love about you, is the energy that you have and the kind of passion that you exude in the work that you're doing and all the wonderful things that you're sharing in the world with all of us. And that's passion. It's that fire energy. Mm-hmm. It's that real it's an energy that has a kind of force almost of its own. When I think about the students that I work with, I like to say that the kind of students that I like to work with are the ones that are kind of really there. So they're not ones that you have to kind of drag along. They're not the ones that are kind of way ahead and they're not quite kind of weird what's happening, but the ones that are kind of, they just need a real gentle nudge. Just a gentle nudge, because that energy is already ripe. That passion is already there waiting to be awakened, you know, for that kind of spark just to become a flame and for that energy to really kind of, what's the word I'm looking for then? Fire.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about, you know, just from that spark, just from that tiny spark and that gentle nudge, then something that's already there is able to be really come alive, and that fire then can kind of burn within. And that fire is about our inner expression. That fire is our passion.
Yes.
It's our enthusiasm. It's what, you know, when we come into real alignment, you know, when we come kind of face to face with what it is that we really need to do in the world. And let me just say that sometimes that passion can be that which we're most afraid of. So when we really want to identify, okay, what is our purpose right now? What is our passion right now? Then a good question that you can ask is, if I was not afraid, I would. If I was not afraid, I would. So if you could let go of fear, what is it that you would be doing? So this is the thing to think about when we really want to ignite our passion. If there was nothing in your way, no obstacles, nothing to stop you, what is it that you would be doing? That's your passion. That's your real fire. That which kind of infuses you, and also through that expression of energy, it also infuses other people. That's our passion.
And so that's what you would tell people who are afraid to follow their hearts?
To really listen. I think, you know, I will have people, you know, sometimes asking me, but I don't know what my passion is. You know, I don't know what my purpose is. How am I going to find out what that is? And sometimes I think it's a case of just really being still and listening. And I think in our heart of hearts, we do know. We do know what it is that we really should be or really ought to be about. But what stops us is fear.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Woo, that is, woo, that got me on fire. I'm telling you, I'm doing a workshop in Boston at the end of the month, and it's called Igniting Passion with the passion within peace. You know, the peace that what is it, that passes all understanding. You know, mm-hmm. and the peace for me, it's like the peace is found when you share those gifts, when you give those gifts, when you really bring out those desires of your soul. There's such a
That's
peace
right.
in that. You know, I had to
That's
think
right.
about it.
Yes.
I was wondering, what do I want to give people? What is it that I want to give to them? And it's like, what do I want? It always comes back to me. So I thought about it, and I said, okay, so when I share my gift, when I do that, I'm on such a natural high that I can't do nothing but be peaceful, you know?
Right.
But anyway,
right.
I want to hear
right.
what you feel about peace in terms of peace.
Well, one of the things, it's really interesting what you're saying, because one of the things that I've been kind of pondering lately is around soul searching, and what is it really? And I was thinking about kind of really stripping back the layers so that somewhere within we can find our true voice. And what I kind of mean by that is sometimes there are so many voices and there are so many layers telling us what we should be doing. And some of those voices and some of them, those layers, we think are our own voices and we think are part of ourselves.
Mm.
But when we really start to search our soul, and we kind of move beyond some of those voices, so that we can really find that authentic voice, that true voice, that inner voice that is speaking to us, that is there all the time, that is trying to get our attention, that is trying to call us to our higher purpose. So this idea of soul searching, of letting go of some of the messages, I refer to them as scripts. So some of the kind of life scripts that we've heard as we've gone through our lives, and learning to identify what is me and what is not me. So which are the voices that are part of my authentic voice, and which are the ones that come from my teachers, that come from my peers, that come from my family, that come from my kind of expectations around life, and what is that voice underneath all of that chatter, underneath all of that kind of busyness, that is a kind of still small voice, that is really the voice of my authentic self, because that voice sings your divine purpose. That voice sings your passion, and that voice will really bring you peace.
Singing your soul song. You are getting it, people. I'm telling you, this is the ultimate playmate, the sister of my soul, the sister from another mother, Shola Arewa. Shola, we have a question, a listener that has a question for you. Celeste, we can bring Celeste on now. Celeste, are you there?
I'm sorry, I had the phone on mute. I am right here. Oh, my goodness.
How are you today?
I am very, very well. Happy New Year to the both of you.
Oh,
and
thank
I
you.
Am really honored to hear this conversation, particularly since Shola is somebody that I have been reading. Her opening to spirit changed my life. And I mean that. You know, I wanted to just learn to memorize the chakra colors. I'm like, if I could just memorize it, maybe I can play with it. And I ended up at the House of Kemet on George Avenue in D.C. Something drew me there. And I was a kid in a candy store. And I said, I don't know why I'm here, but something is bringing me here. And the Brother Ra started to drop books in my hands, and he dropped yours. And what you had to say about the sacral chakra and it being unbalanced, or it being balanced, when it's balanced, you feel the presence of the goddess. Well, I just had to call you and say thank you, because I've been following that, and that's been helping me with it. And, of course, you're connected to Ambassa, because I'd listen to the play experience every week. Both very powerful, and I thank you. And I just wanted to share the gift.
Wow, thank you.
My sister, thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Really, continue with your opening to spirit journey.
Well, thank you, Celeste.
I'll keep listening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Okay, so since she so wonderfully brought up the chakras, let's go ahead and start jump right in there with the chakras. For those who don't know, what are the chakras?
What are chakras? Well, chakras are the energy centers. They are the power. Now, I am going to, let me see, because I have opening to spirit right here. And if I can, I'm going to read a little bit. What are chakras?
Yes.
What
and
are
chakras? Shola has done a chakra balancing CD with Perry. Every week, Heart is the one that I use a lot for background, and it's just gorgeous. And the whole, this is it here. And it is the most, it does open up that heart chakra. It does open up that passion, that love, energy for me as well as others that have been listening to it. And Shola, we really thank you for that, because between you and Perry, you have opened our hearts on this show for the duration of it. And other chakras that it covers, you have totally defined. And so I'm going to go ahead and pass you back to Mike and maybe just tell people why they need to know about them.
Yeah. Well, as you play, and I can just hear that gently in the background, the heart chakra, the track that is really opening for the heart. We know that as we've come into 2013, and that we're each one of us blessed to have made this journey to 2013. Mm-hmm. Because the other thing is that I'm sure everyone listening knows people who are no longer with us, people who made their transition in 2012 or 2011 or 2010 or before. So we're blessed to see 2013. We're blessed that we're moving, that we're breathing into this new era. And this is an era of higher consciousness. It's the era of harmony. It's the era of love. And it's really characterized by that heart chakra energy. We have moved from the solar plexus. The solar plexus is the fire. It is the warring chakra. It's the place of conflict. It's a kind of place of what we call the seat of opposites, where that kind of chaos and conflict can reside. Well, we're moving out of that time, and we're moving into the power of the heart chakra energy, the air energy, the energy of the triple goddess, the place of love, harmony, and higher consciousness. So that we have an understanding of the chakra system at this time, and we know what it is to move beyond this really important place of transition in the chakra system. So the heart chakra is the fourth chakra. It's the one that takes us beyond the personal and into the place of universal collective energy. So it's a very, very powerful time that we're coming into right now. And so to have an understanding of the heart energy is so important. And let me just say, people will feel that energy. So even if you don't know about chakras, and maybe you're not familiar with this terminology around chakras, but you will feel love. And you know what that energy and what that vibration feels like. And that is the vibration of heart chakra. And you know what it feels when that energy is restricted in any way. People who've known any form of rejection or any form of loss, then you know what that feels like in the heart chakra, in the heart center. We know the pain and we know the hurt and the destruction that we can feel at that level. So we may not be familiar with chakras, but we're certainly familiar with that heart chakra energy. And that is the energy that is really being amplified at this time. This is a really amazing time to be alive, because this is the energy that is being amplified right now. And it's an energy that is causing us to come together. It's air energy. Each one of us shares the same air. It doesn't matter where on the planet you are. It cannot be air that belongs to Ombassa and air that belongs to me. No, it's a collective air. And that same air moves through and around each one of us. And it carries the prana, the energy, the life force that we're really awakening to at this time. And it's a time that I personally have been heralding in and waiting for and so excited about for so long. I spoke about it when I was writing Open Into Spirit. I started writing back in the early 90s. The book came out in 98. And I'm looking to have a 15-year anniversary of Open Into Spirit, a new edition, this year. So for all of those years, I have been, you know, myself and collectively lots of other people as well, really drawing in this energy that I refer to as the energy of unity consciousness. The energy of unity consciousness. And by unity consciousness, what I mean is where we can bring together the very best from our ancient traditions, the very best from our religions, the very best from science and technology, and where we can take all of that and allow it to propel us to that next level in our evolution, to that next level in our consciousness and awareness characterized by heart chakra energy. So this is really the time of unity consciousness.
Wow. Well said. And you, I'm sitting here and I'm full, and I know you can feel me. I am... you know, you said so much. And, you know, when I think about heart chakra, I think about, you know, you said about, you know, people that are not here. And my brother, Omoja, which means unity, unity consciousness, passed on Christmas Day, the day of love. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing to feel him in the house right now. You know, because when you said it, I immediately thought about him. And no, not out of sadness per se. I grieve, yes. But I'm not out of sadness because I know he's exalted where he is. I know he's moving in spirit and moving and opening to spirit and allowing us, assisting in the process of us opening to spirit. And I really feel that, you know, you came right behind it and said unity. Unity, which is what Omoja means. Unity consciousness is the biggest message that we're talking about right now. And it all begins in the base chakra. Is that right? It builds up to this and moves beyond. Can you give us a little bit more? Because I really want people to get this.
Well, okay. Now, the sister that called in, was it Celeste?
Celeste, yes.
Celeste, a beautiful, beautiful name. Yes. Celeste, obviously coming from celestial, from the stars.
Absolutely.
What Celeste mentioned was the colors of the chakras and how she, with opening to spirit, wanted to become familiar with the colors. Now, that's a really good way of becoming familiar with the chakras. It's a kind of easy way, it's an easy entrance, an easy way to connect. So let me just share. We have seven main chakras. And those seven chakras, they create what I think of as an inner rainbow. So in the same way that a rainbow connects us to the earth, and that rainbow will arc up and it will also connect to the heavens. That's what a rainbow does, and it has those beautiful seven colors. Now for ourselves, it's the same. We need to have our feet firmly grounded on the earth.
Yes, indeed.
Which is our root chakra, the earth chakra. But also we want to elevate our energy. We want our energy to really rise up. We want our energy to be expansive. And that is the crown chakra. So from the root to the crown, we have those seven rainbow colors. So if you know your seven rainbow colors, then you know your chakras. So let's just see if we know those colors. So the root chakra is the red ray. And the root chakra is the base of the spine. It's the perineal floor. The sacral chakra is the orange ray. And the sacral chakra is positioned just below the navel, a couple of inches below the navel. That's the orange ray. So from our rainbow colors, we know the next color is yellow. So the yellow ray is the solar plexus chakra. And that is positioned at the base of the sternum. So if you take your hand and you just kind of palpate, you just press on the bony part of the chest, and you keep doing that until you come to that soft place. Now that soft place may be a little tender, and that is the solar plexus. That's the yellow ray. That's the fire energy, the seat of opposites. And then as we're moving up through the colors and through the chakras, we come to the heart center. And the heart center is the green ray. That's that place of new beginnings. And you think about the springtime and the beautiful green buds that you will see everywhere. The green color is characterizing the new beginnings. So this heart chakra is about our new beginnings. As we start a new year, as we start a whole new era, then that is the green ray of the heart chakra. It's also as we transcend beyond the personal into the universal. And we continue, and the next ray is the blue ray. That's the throat chakra. Now, some people would be familiar with the expression, oh, it just came out of the blue. So we know that the blue is, in fact, the ether. That's the primordial space. That's the quantum vacuum. That is the space from which everything is born. So sure enough, it just comes out of the blue. That's the throat chakra. That's the place of communication. As we continue that journey, we reach the inner eye. Some people will call the first eye, or the far eye, or the third eye, or Ajna chakra. And that is the indigo ray. That wonderful bluey black of midnight. That's the place of insight, inner vision, knowledge and wisdom. And as we continue that journey, we come to the crown chakra. And the crown chakra is the top of the head, and that is the thousand petaled lotus. And the color here is violet. It can also be the golden ray. So that is our seven chakras. Those seven chakras are really responsible for everything that ever was, everything that is, and everything that ever will be.
I love you. And I'm going to tell you, it's interesting when you got to the heart chakra, and I started feeling, you know, you talk about breath and you talk about the lungs, and it's so interesting how the heart chakra is right in that region. you know, going up to breathe and speak through that blue, you know, and be able to communicate and express yourself. You know, I encourage everyone to get Opening to Spirit because she explains it so well, and it's something that you can get more, and like you said, everything that was, is, and will be is surrounding all of that. And when you talk about, I do want to talk a little bit about the breath before we have to get out of here, and I don't want to go. in terms of the breath and breathing through each chakra, and can you talk a little bit about breathing? Because you also are a yoga master. And people will need to know why they should even deal with yoga and how it connects with the breath.
Yeah, it's really important for us to understand the importance of the breath. And one of the ways that I think about it is, if you think when we're born, the very first thing that someone does is they look to see if you're breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the other end, when we expire, again, the first thing someone will do is look to see if you ceased breathing. So we know that breath itself characterizes life. Breath is life. When you stop breathing, your life ceases. That's the importance of the breath. So to the yogi, we actually measure the life in breath. So we want to be very conscious about how we use our breath. So anytime we're getting stressed out, anytime we're getting upset and angry with another person, then we need to be really aware that what is happening is that is shortening your life, not the life of the other person. The other person could be laughing and having a real good time while you're combusting. So we need to make sure that we use our breath in a very conscious way so that we want to slow down the breath because that is what will extend life. So the breath itself is really the interface. It's the interface between the physical body and the mind, the subtlety of the mind, and it's also the interface between the physical and the spiritual. In fact, the word for breath comes from the Latin spiritus, and we still have that in the English language when we talk about respiration. That comes from the word spiritus, which is Latin for spirit, for life force. Life force energy. So when we're able to have more conscious control of our breath, then it allows us to control the physical body. The breathing is the only part of the autonomic nervous system that we can control. If I ask you now to control your liver, you can't really do that. If I ask you right now to control your spleen, you're going to have a little difficulty. But if I ask you to control your breath, you're able to do that.
Yes,
so with your mind, you're then able to control a part of your nervous system through being able to control your breath. Now, luckily for us, we're not left to control our breath all the time. Because if we were, then, you know, there are going to be few of us here. Can you imagine? I just forgot to breathe.
And you know, the breath is what you said about the birth and when I've been at birth to guide them in, and I've been in the end of that life cycle and help to guide them out, and that is the most important thing that we're watching. And the in-between is really what we really want people to get right now, because I've talked about before how, you know, anything can be healed with the breath if you decide. Again, you talked about the mind. You light up that brain. You get everything lit up, everything. The pineals, the pituitary, the thalamus, the hypothalamus, the medulla, medulla. You get all of it lit up, and you got yourself some healing going on. For just that's about right. Anything, like you said, you can't control the liver and all of that, but you can control that breath, and the breath can connect you, like you said, to the physical and the spiritual, and anything on the face of this planet can be healed beyond.
That's right.
So I really love...
When we...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we do that, when we, I mean, I loved what you said about being there at the beginning and being there at the end. Now, what was happening, I know for sure, was there was a great deal of presence and a great deal of awareness at both of those points. And when a child is coming into the world, and also when someone is leaving. So if we can have that same degree of awareness and that same degree of presence as we go through our life, then can you imagine the shift in quality?
I am, and it tickles me pink. What is the other colors of the chakra system? The whole rainbow, it tickles me. Oh,
now you know that tickle pink. You know which chakra does the pink ray relate to?
Which one?
You know that relates to the heart.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that. All right, hallelujah for that one.
The heart chakra, we talk about it as green, but we can also talk about it as the beautiful rose pink. That's why we use the rose quartz crystal also for activating the heart chakra.
And quartz, we know how powerful that quartz is. I tell you what, watches and clocks and everything is rolling with the quartz right now.
I'm telling you, that's
a beautiful thing. I don't want to let you go, but can you just give us in 1 minute just anything that you want to leave our listeners with, and we're going to bring you back for sure. We promise.
One thing I really want to make sure your readers do is go along to my website to www.shola.co.uk. Now, when you get to the website, there's two things that you really need to do. Now, one of those things is to sign up for the newsletter. Now, when you sign up for the newsletter, and I think you can do that on any page on the website, you will receive a free 7-day e-course, which is around creating greater ease and excellence in your life and in your work. So I really want your listeners to be able to have access to this 7-day e-course. So please go along to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and also I would like you to go to the page where we have the books and take a look at Opening to Spirit. And take a look at Purpose, Passion and Peace, the book that we've been speaking about. Now, Purpose, Passion and Peace is an e-book, and it also is a hardback. So you have a choice. Of course, with the e-book, you can have that book immediately and start working on some of the things that we've been talking about. So that's what I would really love listeners to be able to access, so that we can continue that journey. We can really create the purpose, the passion, and the peace that is so important on our planet at this time.
Yes, yes, yes. I love you. And we are going to bring you back again. And I really thank you so much for being here playing with me today.
Thank you so much, Ambassa. It's been wonderful to speak with you and to speak with your listeners, and I'm going to look forward to coming right back.
Yes, indeed. Hugs to you, and happy, 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 baby. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye. I love you, Ambassa.
Love you, too. See you later. All right. You all have been totally blessed. I know you feel it tingling through your body, and I'm going to check out right now, but I shall be back next week. Ambassa out. I love you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.